what you have in life, you will always have more. If you look what you don't have, you will never have enough. Good morning, everyone. I am Aditya Kumar of Army Public School, Delhi Kent, of class 7C. Today I am going to tell you some Mughal books and their author names. Before I start telling their names, I have a question for you all. And that question is, why are history books important for us? And I repeat the question, why are history books important for us? I will give you 1 minute for giving answer. If you don't know, then I will also tell you the answer. Knowing the past is extremely important for any society and human beings. Past gives us insight into our evolving behavior in matter of life, love, mutuality, war and peace. Broadly, reading history has many benefits. One of them is we learn from the great mistakes of humanity in the past, so as not to repeat them. So this was the answer of the question. So now I am going to tell you the name of the Mughal books and their author names. So let's start. So the first book's name is The Story of Art, and its author name is Sir Ernest Gombrich. And the second book is The Shock of the New, and the author of this book is Sir Robert Hughes. The third book is The Last Mughals, and the author of this book is Sir William Dalrymple. And the fourth book is White Mughals, and the this is also written by Sir William Dalrymple. And the fifth book is The Mughal Empire, and author of this book is John Richard. And the sixth book is The Great Mughals and Their India, and the author of this book is Sir Dick Collier. And the last and the seventh book is Babarnama, and the author of this book is Babar. Thank you. This was the books of Mughals. Thank you.